Mark, there was nothing between the two sides in that game.
No, certainly wasn't. I feel like when we do these week in, week out, everyone knows what you're going to ask me, and I'm going to say the same, because it certainly wasn't, and ultimately just disappointed that we didn't get a result today, but not deflated enough to show that there isn't enough in us to get the job.
The game was settled just by one goal. That was their only shot on target.
Only shot on target, absolute world, it was a free kick. It was a free kick, I'm not going to deny that. I think the referee got the decision right in terms of the free kick, but I don't think we should have been in a position to concede it, as their lad's gone through and balled it out of his path, and then he's forced us to defend deep on our byline, where we could have been having a free kick higher up the pitch and put it into a good area. So, and just little moments to look like that, really. And what a free kick to separate the game. Absolutely, like top corner, no chance of saving it. Great strike. We've responded well, gone down the other end, and they've cleared one off the line. It's not funny, but you kind of have to stay positive to the performance levels and the effort everyone's putting in.
Richard could have had a couple today, couldn't he, Chief?
Yeah, he could. But he's putting himself there now, and like, he's the only striking option we've got at the moment due to injuries. And we'll look at that in terms of what we can do to help and support him. And it goes back to that point I say, he's been out of football for so long this season. It's people that have serious ligament injuries are out for just as long. Unfortunately, it was his groin and then his foot. But he's working hard, like everybody, to get to where he wants to be. He's getting himself in them positions, and it's only a matter of time before all those chances he's getting converted to goals. And I think the best chance of the game he had in the first half, which I think is a penalty, he's been pulled back. Yes, he's got his shot away, but he's falling. How can he get a clean shot away? It's just, yeah, unfortunate for him.
Yeah, it's one of those games, you know, if onlys, isn't it?
I certainly don't think we deserve to lose the game, but did we? Were we clinical enough to win it? Probably not. That's true. I think we should have took something. I think we're like with a better side in terms of the way we've defended the conditions, because they were difficult today. The wind, slightly, you've got to defend, but like I said, we're positive in there, and it's just everyone's absolutely frustrated, but we're ready to go again Tuesday.
The two young lads in midfield, 7 and 8.
Charlie, who played on the wing,
they played well again.
Yeah, they do, and they've improved us, and like, such young lads, and you age is no matter to them. They've come in and took to the level and put themselves about, and the enthusiasm and how committed they are to the group, because you could get players that come and not buy into it. They're here for an experience rather than they are to actually really buy into the experience, and those lads are proving that. They've got smiles on the face, they're running as hard as they can, and yeah, they're boys to be proud of. Burton should be proud, and so are we.
Arlie had another steady game as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Arlie's come in, and again, you'd have thought he'd been with us all season, and again, he's another one to be proud of, and should be proud of his performance. And then the message to him and everybody is go back it up again Tuesday, and that's what we're going to hope to do, and look after ourselves and come Tuesday ready.
You named Jensen on the bench, but is he injured?
Yeah, he's injured. He's got a trapped nerve in his foot, which is causing him some real discomfort, and we're just hoping for that to loosen and him get himself in a position, because like I say, he's going to need that support. We're going to need him. He's another one who's coming and done well, buying into it, and it's one of them where we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves, but we have rebuilt, and we have got a group together, and this group is so committed now, and they're making me proud, and like I say, it's just one of them. It's just wow, we can keep taking the knocks and keep swinging and coming out. Yeah,
and try and turn it round Tuesday
That's
night
it.
Against yeah. Sporting
again,
Cancer.
Yeah, at home, and hopefully there's a big crowd, because again, the crowd's something to be proud of, because and they're going to play a massive part in it, and hopefully Tuesday night under the lights we have a special night and get a result that I feel is coming and we deserve.
Totally deserve it. And you got man of the match.
Yeah, again, and it's not something. It's not something I enjoy picking up. Certainly when I'm losing, but I want to play my part as much as anybody, because I want it. I want the club to survive, and so does everybody. And I'm confident we will. Certainly with the chemistry and the group that we've got now. Yeah.
Well, the results have gone for us. Rugby's lost. Rushden have lost.
Yeah,
and the goal difference is closing as well.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And that's a positive sign. But I'm sure when they get in at full time, they're saying the same thing. Rushton will be saying the results have gone away. Rugby will be saying the results have gone away. I don't know what their performance levels are like. And it's not about them. It's about us. We want to keep performing and make sure the results are ours now.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers, Robin. Thanks.